Sixth Circuit rejects NLRB's CEMEX rule, dealing blow to unionization efforts. A decision by the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, that has been viewed and used to buy unions, including the Teamsters, as an easier route to organize workers without a secret ballot election, has taken a blow in a federal circuit court. In a decision handed down last week in the Sixth Circuit, a divided appellate court ruled that the NLRB had overstepped its authority in establishing its CEMEX standard in August 2023. In a ruling that coincidentally involved truck drivers at CEMEX Construction Materials Pacific. When it was announced, the NLRB touted it as a new framework for union representation proceedings. The Sixth Circuit is the first federal court to reject the NLRB's CEMEX standard. Window.googletag equals window.googletag CMD, googletag.command push function, googletag.defineslot. /21776187811/FW response of main_content/1 300 100 320 50 728 90 468 60 div GPT add 170966845404.0.define size mapping GPT size maps.banner1.add service googletag.pubads, googletag.pubads, .enable single request, googletag.pubads, .collapse empty divs, googletag.enable services, googletag.command push, function, googletag.display, div gpt add 170966854504-0. CEMEX's conclusion held that where the NLRB board finds an employer engaged in unfair labor practices, it can issue a bargaining order, requiring the employer to negotiate a contract with the workers that had sought a union. The CEMEX decision went further than an earlier NLRB standard known as GISL, which allowed the NLRB to order an election to resolve an employer's unfair labor practices but with tighter guidelines than CEMEX and NBSP. In its ruling, the Sixth Circuit held that the CEMEX standard is an NLRB decision that upended over 50 years of precedent and called for the board to issue a bargaining order as the default remedy once it set aside an election. Unionization drive at Brown-Forman. In the case before the Sixth Circuit, liquor producer Brown-Forman, NYSE, BFB, brought suit against the NLRB for its ruling in a case involving the Teamsters at the company's Woodford Reserve facility in Kentucky. The union had sought to organize workers there. A unionization drive that looked like it was going to succeed in an election was derailed by the company's various promises and policy changes, like higher pay, which the NLRB found and the Sixth Circuit agreed with, constituted unfair labor practices, coming as the election loomed and NBSP, the union lost the election. Coming out of that defeat, the Teamsters filed an unfair labor practices action against Brown-Forman. As the law firm of Foley Lardner described what happened next, that action taken by the union against Brown-Forman at the NLRB was successful. Ironically, the Sixth Circuit decision, even in an action that would be seen as damaging to union organizing, agreed that Brown-Forman had engaged in unfair labor practices. Window.googletag equals window.googletag CMD, googletag.command push function, googletag.defineslot /21776188/FW response of main_content/3 728 90 468 60 320 50 300 100 div gpt add 166567655340-0 .define size mapping GPT size maps.banner 1.add service, googletag.pubads, googletag.pubads, .enable single request, googletag.pubads, .collapse empty divs, googletag.enable services, googletag.command push, function, googletag.display, div gpt add 166567655340-0. The NLRB, Foley Lardner said, then used the CEMEX standard to tell the distiller that it should be required to recognize the union as the employee and #8217's representative and should also be required to bargain with the union over terms and conditions of employment. The board agreed and ordered Brown-Forman to recognize and bargain with the union, despite it having lost the election, giving NLRB more power. In a commentary on the Sixth Circuit decision, the Ohio-based law firm of Benesch said the CEMEX decision allows the NLRB, if it finds unfair labor practices, to recognize and bargain with the union. In effect, the decision expanded the circumstances under which the NLRB could impose bargaining orders without requiring a successful election, an action which previously was reserved for serious, hallmark violations under the Gissel precedent. Gissel packing, an NLRB standard that had guided cases like Brown-Forman earlier, was pushed aside by CEMEX. While there was not an authorization card majority presented to Brown-Forman in the case before the Sixth Circuit, the law firm of Michael Best said in an online commentary about CEMEX, when a union claims majority support through authorization cards and demands recognition, the employer is required either to voluntarily recognize the union or promptly file a petition for a board-conducted election. Window.googletag equals window.googletag CMD, googletag.command push function. Googletag.define slot / 217761878881 / FW responsive main _ content slot 4, 300, 100, 320, 50, 728, 90, 468, 60, DIV GPT add 170966808634-0, dot define size mapping, GPT size maps dot banner 1, dot add service, googletag.pubads, googletag.pubads, dot enable single request, googletag.pubads, dot collapse empty divs, googletag.enable services, googletag.command push function, googletag.display, DIV GPT add 170966808634-0. In handing down its ruling, the Sixth Circuit reviewed the differences between CEMEX and Gissel. While the Gissel standard instructs the board and reviewing courts to order an election when a fair one is possible, staying true to the preferred method of effectuating Congress's ultimate goal of preserving employees' preferences, the CEMEX standard looks only at whether a previous election was not fair, the court said. Under CEMEX, the board no longer evaluates whether it could still use an election to measure contemporaneous employee sentiment regarding unionization. Rulemaking is required. The legal core of the Sixth Circuit ruling is that the NLRB overstepped its authority in creating CEMEX through adjudication rather than a rulemaking process. The NLRB does have and #8220 policymaking power granted to it by Congress, the Sixth Circuit said. But it also needs to follow precise procedural requirements. That includes publishing a notice of the proposed rule in the Federal Register, allowing interested parties the opportunity to submit comments, and, after considering relevant public feedback, promulgating the rule with a statement that includes the basis and purpose. In another section of its ruling, the Sixth Circuit said despite the NLRB's best efforts to minimize the novelty of creating a new, adjudication-based standard that did not resolve the party's dispute, CEMEX was an exception, crossing the boundaries of adjudicatory authority. The ruling is not a sweeping change that impacts the NLRB's decision-making authority. It is now a precedent for the Sixth Circuit, which consists of Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, and Michigan. Window.googletag equals window.googletag CMD, googletag.command push function, googletag.define slot / 217761878881 / FW responsive main _ content slot 5. 728, 90, 468, 60, 320, 50, 300, 100, DIV GPT add 166577778941-0, dot define size mapping, GPT size maps dot banner 1, dot add service, googletag.pubads, googletag.pubads, dot enable single request, googletag.pubads, dot collapse empty divs, googletag.enable services, googletag.command push function, googletag.display, DIV GPT add 166577778941-0. As Benesch noted, the legality of the CEMEX framework is still being litigated in multiple circuits, and likely will be targeted by the current NLRB, meaning the governing standard could change further. Teamsters using authorization cards. The Teamsters have been celebrating organizing wins through various news releases on its website. But few of those victories appear to have been achieved through a traditional election, as most are not backed up with an